This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. How much natural gas or heating oil did you burn in the last week, given those temperatures in many parts of the country? Every month, the Federal Energy Information Administration keeps a close watch over oil and gas markets. The latest one out later today marks the first glimpse into 2019. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
Energy market conditions here at the beginning of 2018 are much different than January of last year, so says Matt Smith at Clipper Data.
Back then, we were just very much oversupplied in the global oil market, and OPEC were just embarking on their production cut deal.
Lots of supply meant lower prices. Then industry aimed to correct for that. Fast forward 12 months, things have balanced out. Oil prices are higher now than initially projected, but that's thanks to a lot of maneuvering on the output side. Jason Bordoff runs Columbia University's Center on Global Energy Policy. He says producers can only control so much.
I just think on both the supply side and the demand side now, there's so much more uncertainty about what's going to happen even in the near term, not to mention the medium and long term.
He says he wouldn't envy the EIA trying to predict next month, never mind next year, with major variables in play. There's the U.S. shale boom, whether OPEC continues to curb output, and potential conflict in Iran or Venezuela. He says forecasters will likely adjust this year's outlooks more often until, or if, things settle down. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.